Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here again at our Daily Karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you begin the meditation from a standing up posture with your eyes closed, with your hands and arms free to your sides. Your feet are a little wider than usual just to allow the initial balance. And then you are free. You are free both in the thought and the mind. You are free in your breath. You are free in your body. As much as you can. You are safe, but you are free. Make sure that balance is there. And we are continuing today on the mindset. We're continuing today on the elements of good meditation. And I always say that the first thing, the most important thing, of course, is showing up. You definitely lose all the chances if you're not there. So the number one condition in any success in anything in our life, physical reality, is really being there, showing up, physically being there, standing up, closing your eyes. So here you are. But of course, the next is that intention, that making each moment count the most, moving from the concept of just quantity, just physical, to a concept of quality, which is closer to a spiritual connection. Like moving from knowledge to meaning, more moving from physical to spiritual. That's what it is. And our next few weeks will be dedicated, as we said, solely to the elements of good meditation, the mindset of meditation. Let us begin with noticing our thoughts, just simply noticing, making a conscious observation. Yes, our thought exists. Beautiful. We're not controlling anything. We're not trying to help anything. Just notice. Beautiful. and relax. Beautiful. Notice your breath. Breathe in the same time. Just notice it. Just acknowledge its existence. Now let's notice the existence of the body. The entire body, head to toes, just the existence, the physical existence of the body. How do we do that? Well, kind of scan it from head to toe. And almost almost as if we are breathing through the skin, which is actually true. There's that element of exchange through the skin, but as if we are acknowledging the entire outer physical unity as well as physical existence of our body. And just relax. I know it's a little bit new, but especially for those of you who have just begun our morning meditations. So now what we've done is we have become better witnesses of this moment. We have noticed the existence of thought. We have noticed the existence of our breath. We have noticed the existence of our body, our physical existence. And now we just free ourselves. Just let it take. As in a few moments, we're going to move into the the number two element of good meditation. Yes, relax. Very good. I'll just relax into it even more. Trust trust it on a very simple level. Trust all the components of this moment that you're being presented. Sometimes it's stillness, sometimes it's movement. Sometimes it's rapid breath. Sometimes it's a slower breath. Sometimes it's imagery. Sometimes it's color. Sometimes it's just maybe an empty space. One of the main elements of a good meditation is a mindset of recognizing a dynamic balance. A dynamic balance. What does that mean? What does a dynamic balance mean? Well, very often when we come to a meditation. Very often we come to it from a place of chaos, from a place of overwhelm. Maybe I'm being a little more dramatic than usual, but a place of overwhelm, a place of where maybe we don't agree with certain elements of our life, either the life we are living or we initiate, or life that others have presented to us, and we left without a choice. And often when we go into a meditative state, we could have an initial intention of meditation, and the instinctive intention of the meditation may be, just take me away from this, just make me forget. Just make me free of the thought. And very often it is possible to achieve a certain level of balance. And successfully numb our senses. And very often, it is the easier and the most instinctive thing to do, to want to. To set as a goal in a meditation, to simply disconnect from whatever that is that is challenging us at the time. And then be in that moment of supposedly peace and balance during the meditation and feel pretty empowered. Pretty free by being disconnected, simply that. And that becomes a habit, and that becomes something that mistakenly seen as a good intention, because it gives you a relief. And of course, we are here to use the elements of good meditation that gives us the most moment, and even though a relief from the stress and anxiety and the fear and overwhelm is a good thing, if intended for that simple reason, just for a relief, it is just good for that moment. It doesn't have in itself the element of dynamic balance or growth. So here you can have a person who's been meditating for 40 years, every single day, maybe twice a day, following a very well-known and powerful meditation, but yet, if they've been in a mindset of relief, if they've been in a mindset of a moment of peace and balance in this chaos, if that's all they had, then that's all they received. There was no continuity to their meditation. There was no dynamic balance. There was no growth. And they always came back to exactly the same place. What were they doing exactly? For those who are more advanced, they were lowering the energy to the third chakra. The only way to achieve balance for a human being is to diminish their desires, to diminish their sensitivity, to diminish the signals that inspire their growth, and bring them to a level of third chakra. And only at the level of the third chakra can you achieve that. That level of nothingness. Nothing. What we are doing, we are actually doing the exact opposite in our meditations. We are intending to rise above the challenges, the discomforts, to rise above energetically, and therefore to rise above emotionally, and therefore to rise above consciously, to make that which interferes with our life not a significant part. Because of our greater awareness, and that requires the meditation to, instead of lowering us to the level of the third and bringing to a certain balance, actually requires the meditation to do the complete opposite, to raise our levels of energy and focus and awareness, and to view the world instead of from a lower perspective, so it doesn't feel like it exists, from a higher perspective, so it feels like it is just not important enough to worry about. For real. For real. And the most important element is that allows building of one meditation inspiring more each and every time after another, and not always coming back to the same place and simply avoidance of reality, numbing of the senses, yet still feeling, of course, a very similar effect of inner peace. So you can receive inner peace but yet from different mindset, and therefore receive completely different results, both in the short and the long run of your meditation. So here we are. I'll give you a few moments of quiet to internalize that thought, that what we are doing here is simply, just on a very simple level, our mindset is not to numb. Our mindset is dynamic balance or growth, not static balance, where it is all equal. But dynamic balance is something that is a consistent movement forward, which means in our feelings and our thoughts, it always means that we still desire something and desire more of it and not eliminate desire and kind of disappear within some space. Yeah? I think it's an important lesson. It's not simple to understand that if you require, you may listen to it again and again if necessary. But what's important in this moment, as we set our dynamic balance, we are doing it with the energy that we are receiving right now. It's not just accumulation of knowledge right now. It is a practical shift, both of conscious and of energy, that supports that to happen. That's why we are here in our meditation, and not just the text we read. Yes, that makes sense. Excellent. So, dynamic balance it is. Our number two element of good meditation and mindset. Not a static balance, but a dynamic one. Thank you for being here today. It's quite challenging morning meditation, I would say, but yet how many lives I hope it would change, just the recognition of a mindset. One more day. Beautiful. Now, of course, if you have a few more moments, please, please, please stay in this meditation a little bit longer, as the energy is building a little bit more and more. Otherwise, I'm extremely, extremely happy with where we're at. And here we are. My name is Eric Wildman. This is our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. Internalize, embody, and take it into your day. And we'll see you next time to continue our elements of good meditation and mindset. Thank you. Until next time.